I moved into my new apartment. This is our second time
filming
this.
Hello. Right into it. I was so unaware that you hit the record button. Oh, I didn't put in the microphone. It's all good.
You know what?
It's going to be fine.
Will it, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not. It wasn't fine.
No, it's fine.
Should I do the opening or do you
I'm nervous.
Welcome to Chit Chats.
Hello.
A mostly unedited space where we break the cycle of what it means to be a woman together. I feel like this is, I hit record immediately. And I think that's because Emily and I are actually in the middle of having a lovely conversation where I'm very self-aware that I'm about to get my period. And I
want to start a fight
with someone.
Page today.
Yeah.
It's like I've also had caffeine or something.
I did.
Yeah,
I had coffee this morning and I had a Dr. Pepper. So I think I'm going to be at girls' night tonight. Just
sleeping, Stephanie, apparently.
Stephanie
just passed out.
Oh, why? So we originally recorded this before.
Yep.
I just moved into my brand new apartment. I had never... Okay. I've lived on my own, but I have never lived on my own. Meaning, I've lived with my parents, mm-hmm. and they became snowbirds. Mm-hmm. And so then 6 months out of the year, I was living alone, but not in my own apartment.
Space. Yeah.
So I was paying bills and doing all the things, but I wasn't, like, in my own separate space. So this has been a very interesting go of things. I've gained weight. I've gotten bags under my eyes.
Everyone, it's okay.
And my nails are non-existent. So how's it going? It's the best freedom I've ever had in my life. But my God, when the stress hits, it hits, huh?
So it's funny because so you started living in this situation as a 32-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to college. I went away for college. You did not.
And that's true, too, because I feel like that's a different...
It's a totally different
thing. Are you more nervous? Or are you more just like, la, 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 because like, you're oblivious to the world?
I was super excited because I was like, oh, this is what being an adult is living on your own.
Did you pay for the dorms?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah. Really? You gotta pay.
Doesn't that come with college?
I don't think so.
That's wild.
Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong, though. I didn't pay for it, so I have no idea. So when I started living alone on my own, I was 18. And I made a vow to myself that I would never go home and live with my parents again.
And you never did.
And I never did.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Not for like extended periods, like for breaks and stuff, I would go home.
A couple weeks at a time.
Yeah, but I didn't
ever. Wow, you never went back?
I never went back.
I feel like.
I went from college. I moved in with my boyfriend at the time. It's a mistake. And then I went to grad school and I lived alone. With Kim, and then I lived in the dorms my first year of grad school. Then I lived with Kim in an apartment, and then after that, I lived with Tara.
That's like unheard of.
Yeah, and I just never moved back
in. That's wild. Because you hear people now, I feel like it's very normal.
Basically, all of the girls that I knew in college went back and lived with their parents.
So what was different? What did you do different? Like, what do you think it was? Was it financial? You just were good at saving? Or, like, what was it?
Maturity.
How does maturity keep you from... But that's why I'm saying, like...
Oh, finances-wise?
What is it? Because, obviously, you being mature is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But, like, how were you able to always live on your... Oh, I guess it ties in.
Well...
Mature enough to, like, save your money and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I get
it. And make decisions that, like, worked for a budget and stuff like that. But,
you're
like...
You're spendthrifty. You never have been since we've known each other 3 or 4 years? 5? What are we at?
It's going to be 5 years that I'm married, so I'll know you this...
6?
Yeah, probably 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I've known her for 65 years.
I mean, our 10-year anniversary is going to be a blowout.
Oh, Rachel and I are planning our 20-year anniversary already. 2 years, baby. I'm very excited. 20 years, Rachel.
Shout out to Rachel. She is longtime listener.
First time caller.
And she's fabulous.
She is.
She is so funny, but it's natural because she is riddled with anxiety. So I naturally, the first time I met her, I was like, this chick should be on a stage. Like, she's so...
She should do stand-up.
I think she should.
Yeah.
I think she should just, one day when she's having a full-fledged panic attack, just go up on stage and just
with
start
a brush.
Talking.
It doesn't even need to be a real microphone,
That's
Rachel.
Even funnier. Yeah. Is that she's mic'd on the side, but, like, talks into a brush.
There you go. We found out your whole thing. That's what you hired Stephanie and I for.
Let us know if you ever want her on the show. I feel like she'd actually be fun to, like, zoom into a chit-chat.
Oh, God. I can't even
imagine. Talk about stuff. She just,
I have to text her back.
Anyway, on a tangent about lovely Rachel.
But, yeah, so, I mean, I'll be honest. When I lived in college, I didn't pay for my own stuff. I was going to say the other word. I didn't pay for my own stuff. My mom and dad took care of it.
Yeah.
And then once I was in grad school, that's when I started paying for myself because I was being paid to go to grad school. So I was like, I got a full ride. It's a whole thing.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. I didn't know that.
That's why I have no student loans from grad school, from undergrad. That's a different story.
See, I don't have any student loans either. And that's always such an odd conversation. No. We're getting off on a tangent, but I feel like this all ties in.
Yeah.
I don't have any student debt. And that's a weird conversation to have at
so
a table
people
of people
have it terrible.
Who start to talk about student loans.
I'm very lucky with the amount of money that I still owe. Like, it's manageable and we're going to get it. But, like, some people have hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I mean, at that point, it's like,
I don't know.
How did I even go to school
for? It's crazy. But so that's when I started paying for myself. Mm-hmm. And then I continued. So I was 21 when I started paying for myself.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. That makes sense.
I could drink now, so now it was time for
so
me
you
to
were
do
really
it.
Like,
yeah, I was like ready
I'm
for
really
it.
Gonna
isn't that weird? As we all know, I drink so much.
But isn't that weird that 21 is the age? I think we should lower the drinking age.
Oh, you want it to be 18 like in London?
Yes, okay. Because I think you need to learn your limits early.
Mm.
And I think that when you make somebody wait that long to do something, they go absolutely out of their minds. My cousins are from Italy and the way they drink is so classy. And that's because they've all been drinking since they were like 15. So they learned how to drink without letting it get so unbelievably out of control that they didn't understand what blacking out was. Mm. So when my brother, I think,
I'm loving these chit chats. We're just going all over the place.
Yeah.
Recently.
I like to put them in the title too. Yeah. I like to just add a bunch of things.
Who knows what we're going to talk about today?
Are we going to talk about apartments? Are we talking about Rachel?
Who knows?
Rachel from Friends?
Oh my God. Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that kind of ties into like, if you can buy a pack of cigarettes and like smoke a cigarette and like go murder somebody overseas in a war, I think you should be able to sip a Pinot.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Just feels weird to me to like not add all of it together. Huh. It's like, absolutely not. That's where we draw the line is the alcohol. Let's suck those cancer sticks down, baby.
I still can't believe people smoke cigarettes. It's crazy to me.
Oh yeah. It's like, that's like,
every time I see somebody in a car smoking a cigarette, I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, now apartments will say like on the leasing, no vaping.
That's really bad.
No vaping, which to me is worse. Yeah, which I am.
For you.
I will say I'm grateful that we live in a really nice neighborhood.
Yes, you do.
It's very pretty. It's very clean. There's a little lake in there, and so we're able to walk around the lake. And like it's. I think the hardest part about it is thinking you have no space. Then realizing you have a lot of
space.
You have
so much space. It's a beautiful
then
apartment.
Then overdoing it and not having enough space.
Yeah.
And so I think what happened was I was like, wow, we've got so much space. And then I started ordering things and I'm like, oh my God.
Did you get your rug yet?
No. But when we... Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, you ordered it...
It told me Wednesday. Okay. I don't know. So...
Come on, Amazon.
We got a rug, and it's very exciting because I felt like the space needed...
Yeah, it's going to be cute.
Like a floor rug because it just felt... But like we were like, I don't know, it's like a drug house. It looks nothing like a drug house, but it felt like because
you didn't, you wanted a rug.
I wanted to feel homey.
I got you.
Which is gonna be hilarious because my dog is notorious for jamming his head onto and just like pushing his little
So what do you feel like you've learned about yourself? Because I certainly learned stuff about myself when I started to live.
I'm very clean.
Okay.
And I was not. I was notorious.
Crazy, right? That's me too.
I was organized, but I wasn't ever like Wipe it down, mop a floor, clean a countertop. I can't stand it now. Now I'm like, get this out of here. I'm constantly, in fact, I'm looking for things in the house to clean. It's, well, house, apartment. But
it's your home.
I am so clean. What things haven't changed, I still hate doing dishes and I still hate doing laundry.
Cool.
Which I don't think that's ever gonna go away.
AJ can do them.
He offered to do my laundry tonight and I said, absolutely not, don't touch
you
my
don't
laundry.
You don't do laundry together?
No. Is that like a couples building thing that you guys do? Do you guys do laundry together?
Well, not like
together. Oh, you put like your clothes together?
Yeah, our clothes are together.
No, see, I don't like that. Because
why?
I just want all, I don't know. Maybe it's just a weird neurosis, but like I like to have all of my clothes because I
wash
them.
Do you separate your clothes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have like a system of how I do it. Uh-huh. I think for me, it's like structure. It's a sense of control. You want to know what it is? It's a sense
I'll
of control.
Tell you.
And I can't give it up. And it's, I don't know. It's like the one thing
that's
I'm
so
like, don't do it.
Because
my mom would have, my mom was like notorious for, I would say, don't do my laundry. Don't. And she couldn't help herself. She'd just do it. And I'm
she
like,
loved
oh my
you
God.
So much. They,
but I just, I don't know what it is, but I like doing them in a certain way, in a certain order. I don't know. I don't know what to tell
I'm
you.
I'm intrigued. Okay.
It's weird.
It
it's
is a little
weird.
Strange.
Because it's driving AJ crazy.
I'm sure it is.
Because that That's... basket's just been sitting there for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Which is another, it's, I don't reuse underwear. Let me make that very clear.
No, why
but
would
I
you?
Don't ever feel like you need to wash a pair of pants and a shirt that you've worn for a few hours during the day.
Yeah.
Every single, like, that's not
no.
my vibe. So
no. it's underwear, clean. Yes. Please wash your
yes,
underwear.
Yes, don't ever
out there.
Double up your underwear.
Miguel changes it day and the night before bed.
He wears underwear to bed? Yeah. Is that sleep nude?
No.
I thought you would be a nude couple. You're not.
No, we're not a nude sleeping couple.
No,
I,
we are.
No, because I get very cold. He gets
that
very
makes,
hot,
that
so
makes
he
sense.
Wears like a basically like a sleeping bag that he
Say
sleeps
parka.
In. But I don't sleep in the nude. I don't like it.
You feel like if a robber comes in, it's like
oh no, but I don't even think about it that way. I just
you feel more comfortable.
Yeah,
you know it's weird when I'm sleeping by myself, I have to have clothes on.
Huh.
When I'm sleeping with a partner,
no
naked.
Clothes. Oh,
can't wear them. Feels weird.
Huh?
Yeah,
you just want to be. Easy access all the time.
I guess. I'm just ready to go every yeah. single time. No. I think it's because it's a skin-to-skin thing for me.
Mm, okay.
So I think I enjoy the way that feels.
That's fair. Miguel and I have our separate parts of the bed. He sleeps on his side, so I sleep
We're
on my
starting
side.
To get that way.
Yeah.
I think now something else I've learned is this is my first time living with a partner.
Mm. You learn a lot about
yeah.
you and them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We both like things done a very specific way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, there's... towels in our kitchen that say Stephanie's kitchen, those can go right in the garbage. That's not my kitchen.
It's AJ's.
That's AJ's
kitchen.
Kitchen. He and I like
should
I
should get him a little like
apron.
Yeah, I don't
fake tits.
No, I was picturing. I think AJ would probably be the person who would really like one of those silly aprons with like the nude body painted on them.
It should be like a female.
Yes, exactly. I think he'd love it.
I would love it. I
yeah,
think it'd be so fun.
We should get that for him.
Yeah,
but it has to go around the back too, so that you can see the booty.
That's cute.
Yeah,
just a little crack. In
yeah,
the back.
Yeah.
Don't smoke crack. Wear it.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. But no, I also found that I was very, because in my room at home, things would be where they
yeah.
should be. It's not like I had piles of things on the floor, but I did get to be very, very organized and very neat because I found that I took pride in my space.
Yeah.
Right? And you're yeah. like, well, I want it to look a certain way since now you're paying for it. It kind of becomes yours. It's this
yeah.
weird ownership thing.
You want it to be presentable.
Yeah. But you also said something to me the other day, and I think that's kind of how we'll close it up. You're
sure.
like, now that I have this space,
uh-huh.
Steph and I were texting, she said, now that I have this space, I don't want to leave it.
I don't want to leave.
And
I used to want to leave constantly. I was like, get me out of this
and
house.
And I think that's
and
what
I never
happens is that people don't understand. Once you have it and you're paying
yeah.
for it, why I'm gonna leave.
No, like,
there's
I'm
a reason
leave.
That Miguel and I don't go out. It's because we're very happy in the home that we've created and paid for.
And you decorated it and like
it's ours.
Organized it and like made it yours. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
Best.
I do love it. I think it's a lot of fun. Something I wanted to actually bring up. So we did do Not Gonna Lie, which is every once in a while we'll post where you can ask anonymous questions.
Yeah, and she gets her questions just to her, and when I post it, it's just to me. It's very strange.
So we had a couple of things. Oddly enough, I think some of these are fake.
Yeah.
But the one that said, because I said, do you have any advice for me on my new apartment? Someone said, congrats, I'm a landlord. The number one reason my tenants don't get their full deposits back is because they paint and do a crappy job. Use peel and stick wallpaper instead.
And I have peel and stick wallpaper all over my house. Fun fact, when Stephanie put it up in my living room, she was drinking
wasted.
Trulies, and you can see
wasted
that she's getting drunker and drunker because it's starts to tip down and it's not straight anymore.
It's
ever so slight. It's very funny to me.
It adds
pizzazz.
There's a story behind it.
So somebody's like, it's because Stephanie was hammered when she put it on.
And I tell you, I was like, this is straight as a pencil.
I got it. Yeah. Stephanie did all of my peel and stick stuff all over the place.
We
peeled and sticked the.
There's a couple of things that
poop out of this place.
Trimmed, but other than that, I mean, it's fabulous.
Yeah, I'm proud.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah, that was good. Finally,
we did it. We finally did it. If you are interested in who we are, you can go
who
to
are
w-
we?
Who are we?
Where am I?
You can go to www.cyclechats.com. It's all right here. We are the host of a show called
Break the Cycle,
part of the
Cycle Chats Network.
And so if you're interested in
Let's do that again.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
If you're interested in any of our other shows and you want to see my various hairstyles. And me actually looking like I have gotten 8 hours of sleep. You can certainly
actually,
go
for
to...
Actually, for women, you're supposed to have 9, if not 10.
Stops. Don't say that because, wait.
And when you're on your period, you're supposed to have 2 more.
Can I freaking tell you something? The other day, hold on, we'll let you go. The other day, I was like, I swear to God, I feel more rested when I get 9. Sweet. When I get 9 full hours of sleep and I like tracked it. For a while.
8 is for men.
And I'm like, I feel like garbage.
Yeah.
7, 8, I'm like, 9, I feel like a new woman. 10, you're borderlining, it might be a little, I start to get a little groggy, but like 11, 12, I'm out.
Eight is for men. They only did sleep studies on men, so it's 8 hours, but it's 9 hours for women, and then 2 extra hours when you're on your period. So you're supposed to sleep 11 hours on your period. That's why you come to this place, because I'm talking from a place of knowledge. Boom.
All right. I guess that's the end of the show.
Okay.
Go get 9 hours of sleep.
Yes, please.
Period.
11. Very important. Okay. Bye.
Bye.